Malachi chapter 4, and I just want to read you one verse here, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's a very interesting verse. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Amen. As I said, we're living in a day and age when it seems like there's so many absentee fathers. Fathers have moved on and moved away from their children and are not close to their children at this time. But I was thinking, I read somewhere that a boy, when he's 4 years old, thinks his father is the smartest man in the world. A boy, when he is 16 years old, thinks that his dad's the dumbest man in the world. Right? And then a boy that is 26 years old wants to ask his father for advice. And a man that is 60 years old wishes his father was still present so that he could talk to him. Fathers have a lot to offer. When I read the verse there in the book of Malachi, and I know it's a prophetic looking unto the Gospels and Jesus Christ and the return of Christ, and Jesus restoring a relationship. But that's what I want to talk to us about today. I know on Mother's Day, I talked about a crummy mom. And so I really wanted to go with having a bad dad today. I really did. But I really just couldn't find the heart to talk about myself that much about being a bad dad. So, you know, so I'll work on the bad dad sermon and try to get that to you next year, okay, moms? I know I hope you don't feel like I'm being, you know, partial to the men by not, you know. But I did think about doing a bad dad. But we're living in a day when I feel like father-son relationship, the father relationship needs restoration. And I know when you look at Hollywood, they paint the father as a dummy. They kind of portray him as being out of touch. They portray a father that is uncaring, that he's dumb, he has no idea of what's going on. That's the way Hollywood has kind of portrayed fathers. And when we look at our world today, we see that fathers that skip out on responsibility, they leave family, they leave children. Do you know that when a father walks away from his wife and his children, that percentages tell us that most of them end up living in poverty? When a father walks away from his wife and his children, he will leave them, in most cases, living in poverty. That's a sad tale that's being told on fathers. Now I'm not here to point fingers at you as a father, but I'm just talking about our nation today. Our nation needs a restoration, right? A restoration in our relationships with our fathers. There needs to be a restoration of fathers with their sons and with their daughters. And there needs to be a restoration of a relationship with sons with their father. And I think that if you have Jesus Christ in your life, and you have the Lord Jesus in your life, you ought to do all that you can to try to restore those relationships. And you need to work diligently to try to restore the relationship that you have with your father or that you have with your son or your daughter. You need to build those relationships. I believe that would be the will of God for you as a child of God. Amen. As a born-again Christian, Amen. If Jesus is in your life, you ought to, amen, try to restore those relationships. If you have Jesus in your life, what did Jesus come to do? He came to restore the relationship between you and your heavenly Father. He came to restore the relationship from the heavenly Father to you. Why did Jesus come? He was sent by the heavenly Father to restore a relationship with you. And so if you have Jesus in your life, amen, you ought to try to have a time of restoration in your relationship with your father or with your son and daughter. You need to strive to do that. Reading Luke chapter 15 and the story of the prodigal son, that's a story of a father that was hurt very deeply. Do you not think that it hurt the father when the son came and said, "Father, give to me all you've worked for, all you've tried to earn, all you've done, all you spent your life trying to accumulate, I want you to give me half of it"? Don't you think that would hurt a little bit? "Dad, I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want to be a part of your family. I don't want to live under your restrictions. I don't want to live under your rules. I don't want any of your advice. I don't want any of that. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to leave, but I want you to give me half of everything that you've tried to accumulate in your life." Don't you think that bothered Dad just a little bit? How many of you would say, "Here, son"? I think most of you would say, "Who are you again? What was your name?" Might quickly forget. But the prodigal son's father, even though it hurt him, and to know that he was going to waste it away on riotous living, to know that he's going to take it to the far country and to give it all away, you'd think he would mark him off. But I think when you read the scripture, you find that there was a father that wanted to restore a relationship with his son. He didn't have to go to counseling. They didn't have to work out, you know, all the issues. Amen. When the son came back down the road, the father was there, ready to mend the relationship, ready to put it back together. He didn't say, "What'd you do with the money? Where'd you spend it? Can't believe you're so foolish." He was there with open arms, ready to welcome in the family. He didn't make him give an account of everything that he had done. He didn't make him try to make amends for everything, but he did welcome him back into the family. Restoring that relationship. Restoring the relationship. If there's one thing we need between a father and son, father and daughter, we need forgiveness. We need to find forgiveness. Seems like everybody's got a sad story to tell nowadays. Seems like there's so many people that have a sad story to tell about why they left their children, or why their children are not with them, or why their children don't want anything to do with their dad. And we've got a lot of sad stories to tell. But I believe it would be the will of God for those of us that have Jesus in our life, amen, to show forgiveness, amen, to our father, amen, to our children, amen, to forgive them, amen, to embrace them, amen. I believe there's some that could be welcomed into the kingdom of God if some would just show forgiveness to them. There's some that would be glad to come back home and to be restored, amen, if they knew for sure that they would be forgiven and all would be forgotten. There's some that's still in the pig pen and they would be willing to make the journey back home if they knew that they would be accepted and knew that there would be forgiveness and knew that they would be welcome into the arms of their family again. If they only knew that. Amen. We need to find forgiveness. Why should I forgive them? Why should I forgive them? You should forgive them because, first of all, they were only human just like you. They were only human. They're no different than anybody else. When somebody's human, you know what that means? They're prone to failure. When we say they're only human, we're saying, guess what? They are going to make mistakes. When we say that somebody is human, we say they are always going to fall short of perfection. If you're looking for the perfect dad, if you're looking for the perfect son, remember this. They are only human. There will be mistakes. There will be failure. They are going to fall short of expectations. We're not all going to achieve perfection. Show me the perfect son. Show me the perfect father. Don't think they're out there today. They could have got all the gifts if they were perfect, right? But because we're human, why should we forgive? We're human. We are not going to be perfect. We are not. Why should the prodigal son's father forgive him? He was just a boy. He was just a young man. He made mistakes, sure. But he needs to be forgiven. He needs to find forgiveness. You know why you ought to forgive them? Because they're human, and also, so are you. That's why you ought to forgive them. Yes, they didn't do everything right. Yes, they weren't perfect. Yes, maybe your dad didn't do everything just right. But guess what? Neither do you. And as the son, you weren't perfect. And as the son, you didn't do everything right. And you ought to try to mend that relationship and find forgiveness in your home and your family. Amen. Because guess what? You're both human. Yeah, your son may not have done everything right, but you're just human too, and you weren't perfect either. You fell short. You made mistakes. Amen. You weren't all you should have been. Amen. You weren't always the father you ought to have been. So therefore, we ought to forgive. We ought to forgive. You ought to forgive because your father is the product of fallen parents and faulty parents. That's right. Because guess what? Your dad, his dad wasn't perfect. His mom wasn't perfect. Why should he do everything right and perfect when then even he was raised in a home that was not perfect? But you know what? You were not raised by perfect parents. So you ought to forgive and you ought to mend the relationship. And you ought to try to bring peace back to your home again, your family. You ought to bring peace back home to your family. You know why you ought to forgive? Because eventually you're going to want mercy in your life. You ought to forgive your dad because one day you're going to hope that your son will forgive you for all your imperfections. You need to say, hey, Dad, I forgive you. I know you weren't perfect and I forgive you, but I found out that I need my son to forgive me. I need my daughter to forgive me because I'm not perfect either. I've made mistakes. And I need to mend my relationship with my children. I can't expect mercy from them if I don't give mercy to you. Mend that relationship. Put it back together again. You will eventually want mercy in your own life. Also, you need to forgive because forgiveness leads to grace. When the prodigal son left the father's house, made his journey in a far country, he made his return, and the father proclaimed, kill the fatted calf. Kill the fatted calf. Think about that for a minute. Just think, kill a fatted calf. That I know when you may first think that, you think he sent somebody out into the field to find the biggest, fattest calf that he could find. Right? And the obese calf's hiding behind a rock. No, hope you don't see me. He goes out there to kill. That's not what happened. He didn't go out to the field and look and measure and try to find the biggest and the fattest calf that was there. But if when he referring to the fatted calf, and he told his servant, kill the fatted calf. I think every one of them in the household knew what calf he was referring to. The fatted calf was a calf that was offered for forgiveness. It was meant to be a calf for a sacrifice. But it just didn't get fat when the son got home. He had been stalled. He had been fed. He had been cared for and kept for just this moment. I think the father, amen, on the day the son left, knew there would be a day that his son would need grace. There would be a day when his son would need forgiveness. There would be a day when there would have to be a sacrifice offered for the sins of his son. Amen. And I can imagine that he picked out the perfect calf, brought it in and stalled that calf in the barn and fed it and probably cared for it by on his own and his very self, feeding that calf, thinking, one day the son's coming home. One day my son's going to need forgiveness. One day we're going to have to offer a sacrifice. Amen. To offer a sacrifice for forgiveness for my son. One day he's coming home. Amen. And he cared for the calf. And that fly's driving me nuts. And he cared for the calf. Thought I was going to eat it there for a minute. Man. But the father knew one day the son would come home. You know what I think in the father's heart was forgiveness the day the son left. As bitter of a parting as it was, he was already forgiving him. As sad of a situation as it was, there was already forgiveness in his heart when the father went out to get a calf to bring in, to stall that calf. I wonder if every day when he fed the calf, he prayed for the salvation of his son, for the safe return of his son. I wonder. Then on that day when the son comes home, the calf is ready to be offered. I don't know where you're at in your life and your relationship with your children and your family. But you know what? You need to find forgiveness in your heart. You say, I don't even have any contact with them. You need to already start working on the forgiveness in your heart. So I don't even know where they live. I don't even know where they're at. You need to find forgiveness in your heart to your children, for your dad, for your family. It was in a pig pen where the prodigal son, I think finally, when the Bible says he came to himself, when he came to himself, he came out of the fog of all of his silliness and all of his childishness. He came out of all of the fog of his selfishness and self-indulgence. His head began to clear as he began to really think clearly. He was no longer thinking of all about himself. He had matured a lot. A pig pen will do that to you. He'd grown up a lot. A pig pen will do that to you. And now suddenly the Bible says he came to himself and he realizes, you know what? How foolish of me. I've got a father that loves me. I got a father that cares for me. Amen. And he came back home. To mend that relationship, some of you children need to come to yourself today and realize you have a father that loves you and a family that cares for you, and you need to make your way back home again. Mend that relationship. Come back together. Find it and find forgiveness for one another. that the Lord can work in your life. Forgiveness is the will of God for your relationship. Amen. Forgiveness is the will of God. It don't matter how long you've been away. No matter how long you haven't spoke to your father or your children. I think you need to mend a relationship today. Father's Day would be a good day to mend a relationship. But I also want you to know, to those of you that may be here today, men and women, that there's a heavenly Father that's already given his son, Jesus, as a sacrifice. The sacrifice has already been made. All you have to do is come to yourself and realize that you have a Father that loves you, a heavenly Father that cares for you. And if you'd make your way to Jesus Christ today, he could mend the relationship with your heavenly Father. And this could be a glorious Father's Day for you in the fact that you have a relationship with your heavenly Father once again. It'd be a great time to come back home. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? Amen.